Richmond, Virginia, 23255. This is the moment God called me to leave the practice of law for. This is the ultimate moment of truth. Help us out, will you? God bless you and pray for our country.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
IRN, USA Radio News, I'm Richard Stewart. President Obama is...
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend, Dr. Garth Nicholson. And we're going to be talking about this myriad of people who have chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia and Gulf War illness and Lyme disease and people with just chronic disability. And they go very often from doctor to doctor. And, well, of course, what can the average doctor do for them? Because, of course, they really have no idea what's causing this. And that's what Dr. Nicholson's been doing, working out for a long time. He's come up with some amazing theories and treatments that have been very effective for many of the people afflicted with these chronic conditions. Dr. Nicholson, thank you so very much for being with us tonight.
Well, it's a pleasure again, Stan.
Now, basically, this is a different audience that we talked to before, so don't be hesitant about repeating what you'd said before. And so why don't you just go into the background of certainly what this is all about and what you've come up and what you've been able to accomplish with various types of treatment.
Well, first, many people with chronic problems, and this includes neurodegenerative diseases, for example. It could include diseases of the bowel, such as irritable bowel syndrome, for example, Crohn's disease, and so on. People with rheumatoid arthritis, people with a variety of different conditions involving everything from the heart, the lung, the kidney, the liver, the respiratory system, and even the brain. All these problems, in many cases, are linked to chronic infections. And these chronic infections invade these organs, they cause systemic problems in individuals, they trigger autoimmune reactions, they trigger metabolic problems in these individuals. All of these things tend to pile up in patients, and this is one reason why patients with all these multi-system diseases, chronic multi-system diseases, often have problems getting a proper diagnosis and certainly getting proper treatment. Now, one of the things that we've tried to do is, number one, try to figure out some of the underlying problems in these patients. And second, how do we address some of the metabolic and other issues, autoimmune issues and so on, in these patients in a way that I think people not only understand, but a way that's effective. And so these are some of the things that I'd like to discuss this evening.
All right, you go right ahead, because basically these conditions, whether it be the rheumatoid arthritis, or the metal fogginess, or the colitis, all of these things afflict so many people today. Go right ahead.
Well, that's certainly true, and one of the problems that many patients have is that they go from specialist to specialist who may concentrate on one aspect of this, but not other aspects of this, so they don't even see the other things that are going on. Or they don't really, you know, concentrate on that. That's for somebody else to deal with. But often these patients have all these multi-system problems, and they can't go to an individual physician to get help unless it's their GP. which has to see all these different conditions.
And, of course, basically it's so much easier to treat the symptoms. But the problem is, what is the cause? And if you don't get the cause of it, why, it's just going to continue on. And I may then go from one symptom complex to another. Well, I guess this evening, Dr. Garth Nicholson. And we're going to be back here in just a moment as we explore and discuss what he's found. And, of course, Dr. Nicholson's been one of the leading, certainly, researchers in our country and really throughout the world for many, many years. And we're fortunate to have him explain to you the things that so many people, professional people, good professional people, don't really understand. We'll be back in a moment here with Dr. Garth Nicholson.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Be right back. And Dr. Stan, certainly Dr. Nicholson, simply talking about the fact that the people have these multiple infections, or whether it would be certainly a mycoplasma, a Borrelia, or a brucellosis, or certainly of chlamydia. There are all these chronic infections, and they're because the people don't have a normal immune response. And then, of course, you begin to get all of these bizarre symptoms, whether it involves the joints, whether it involves certainly the brain and ability to think clearly, whether it involves the bowel, or whether it involves certainly other system complexes. And basically, certainly you can get people with the same basic cause, but have many different manifestations, which is why it is so confusing. But of course, these people cannot launch a proper immune response to these chronic infections. This is the problem. If you can't certainly overcome the infections, if your immune system is not adequate, then of course you're just going to continue being sick. So please pick the story up, Garth.
And one of the things that we found with the immune system and with other systems of the body is that the little energy systems inside the cells are not functioning adequately. They're not supplying enough energy to the various cells, tissues, and systems necessary to fight these diseases off. So these people universally have chronic fatigue. So they're fatigued all the time, they're tired all the time, but they also often have brain fog and cognitive problems, visual problems, hearing problems, you name it. You know, they certainly have a lot of other cardiovascular problems and other difficulties. And one of the things that we've been working on is the actual metabolism inside the cells that goes haywire. And again, one of the reasons for this is the energy systems of the cells can't provide the energy necessary for these cells to take care of themselves, to self-heal more or less. And so you see this over and over again. The energy systems go down, and this causes a chronic problem of loss of energy, loss of function in all of the biological systems of the body. So one of the things that we've been trying to do to correct this, in addition to actually trying to treat the infection, is to try and treat some of these problems with loss of energy. And it really comes down to the fact that our energy systems inside our cells are the little batteries that drive our cells and tissues are called the mitochondria. And these little mitochondria, the little batteries inside our cells, are very fragile. They can be damaged very easily. And when we get these chronic infections, they get damaged actually by oxidative events, by free radicals that are stimulated by the infection themselves. And these free radicals tend to destroy the membranes of the cells, the mitochondria, and also the cells, and make them leaky. And what happens with the mitochondria are that they have to maintain, just like a battery, insulation around them. And if that insulation is damaged, which is the membrane around the mitochondria, then they become leaky and the ions can leak out, and then the energy tends to run down. Just like your battery, if you strip the insulation off a battery, it runs down very quickly, and all of a sudden you've lost all the electricity from the battery. Inside the cell and our little mitochondria is the same thing. Once the membranes are damaged, they run down very quickly and they can't produce the high energy molecules that we need for everyday function of the cell. So one of the things that we've tried to do is figure out where is this damage located? Not only have we found it in the membrane, but we found it in a specific part of the membrane called the phospholipids. These have formed the actual insulative barrier to the mitochondria and to the cells as well. And once these are oxidized and damaged, then the membranes become leaky. And that's what we found is a major problem. And we have a natural system to try and repair this. The natural system brings in undamaged lipids from the exterior, the phospholipids in particular, which are the membrane lipids, and shuttles them into our system and carries them to the cells, and then there's really proteins that pick them up and shuttle them across the membrane, and then there are other proteins that pick them up and transfer them to various compartments like the mitochondria where they can replace the damaged lipids. But the problem is that we don't get enough of these undamaged phospholipids in our diet to really make a big difference. And if we bring in damaged lipids, that doesn't help us. So we've come up with a product called lipid replacement therapy, NT factor, that actually repairs the damage to the membranes, not only the mitochondrial membranes, but other membranes of the cell, by providing the cell with a source of undamaged, pristine membrane phospholipids that you can take in orally as a food. And this is actually picked up by your the brush border of the gut, lining your gut system, and taken in and travels up through the circulatory system, complex to these carrier components, and then delivered to cells. Then it can go into the cells by this carrier system and actually then replace the damaged lipids. And what we found is that if we give people this NT factor, within several weeks we can replace the damaged lipids, and all of a sudden we see the mitochondria have recovered. The mitochondrial function comes back, and all of a sudden people show a decrease in their fatigue symptoms. They feel much better. They're able to be more active. They have less brain fog, for example. They have less cognitive loss. They have more energy. They're able to do much more and function much more readily. And the interesting thing about this, Dan, is that we've seen this not only in people who were relatively healthy before they became sick, but we've also seen it in people that are very old, that are aged. And, you know, one of the things that happens during aging is that we normally lose mitochondrial function as we age. And so we see people that are 60 years or older, that's kind of the break point. And as we age beyond that, the mitochondrial function tends to decay. And by the time you're 80 or 90, it's less than half of what it is normally. Well, we've actually shown that we can use the same NT factor to rejuvenate even the aged people's mitochondria, give them much more energy, recover their mitochondrial function, and they're able to then feel like they're 70 years old instead of 90 years old because they have so much more energy. In the younger people that have these infections, we can restore their energy to the point where they had before they had these chronic infections, before they became sick, before they became chronically ill. So that's the one thing that we've made a lot of headway on in the last few years. We're working on other aspects of this story, but that's one of the stories that I think has come together so much in the last few years that has really provided a way for people to help recover their health, their quality of life, their ability to get out and interact in society and perform as they did before they became sick.
Well, now, what's the relationship between the chronic infections and certainly the mitochondrial damage?
What happens is the chronic infections get in and they stimulate the release of these free radicals that actually damage the mitochondrial membranes because they're very sensitive to this. And we have some components in the membrane of in the inner membrane of the mitochondria, which is where our oxidative phosphorylation resides. This is the conversion of oxygen and fats into energy. And this occurs in this complex inside the mitochondria. And it turns out to be very, very sensitive to these free radicals that are produced by stimulation by the chronic infection. And so people that have these chronic infections, they feel fatigued all the time because these chronic infections are stimulating these free radicals, which are damaging the mitochondria, and the mitochondria never function properly in these people. So one of the things that we've done is, in addition to treat the infection, we have to repair the mitochondria. And so this NT factor that we provide as a functional food can go in and do that for us and repair the systems that are damaged. And once they recover, people get their energy back. They don't have fatigue anymore. They feel like they're years younger. They have the ability to do so much that they weren't capable of doing before. It's really amazing when you see these people how much better they feel. And we've run 9 clinical trials now in various products that contain the NT factor. Every one of these trials has given significant differences, significant improvements in people's ability and quality of life and the reduction of fatigue and the increase of mitochondrial function and all these different parameters that we look at in these patients. So I'm really convinced this is one of the key pieces in the story to help people recover.
Well, now, what part do the chronic metal intoxication, I'm talking about aluminum, mercury, lead, fluoride, things like that in the system, what part do they play in actually suppressing immune function?
Well, they do this because they get in and they complex with critical elements of the cell and cause damage in that way. And the membranes are one of the critical things that are damaged by heavy metals and complexes with the heavy metals. And heavy metals also can modify enzyme functions. The enzymes are a little biocatalyst inside our cells and so on. So heavy metals can act at a number of different levels and on a number of different structures in the cells. And so when they're present, they can cause damage. And the only way that you can reverse that is you have to get the metals out and then to repair the damage that the metals have caused. So one of the ways to get the metals out is a process called chelation. And that's where we actually give molecules that can form a cage around the metal and we can slowly leach them out of the body. It's a long process for this to occur because sometimes it can take a year to totally leach the heavy metals out of someone's system. But that's one of the ways that we and other people have been able to do this. And that also goes hand in hand with what I've been discussing before, because the heavy metals can damage the mitochondrial function, and then we have to not only replace the mitochondrial damaged components, but the membranes are part of this, and so we use NT factor as well to help reverse that. And restore function.
And I think it's important that our listeners understand that the NT factor is basically a phospholipid. It's specifically designed to help repair the membrane, the cellular membrane, and, of course, the mitochondrial membrane. Would that be a fair analysis?
Yes, and the phospholipids are just the lipid components of the membrane. And, of course, membranes have proteins as well, but the phospholipids kind of form the matrix, or the you can think of it as the glue that holds the membrane together.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Dr. Nicholson, Dr. Garth Nicholson, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But ladies and gentlemen, there are literally millions of people in America afflicted with these conditions.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Dr. Garth Nicholson. We're talking certainly about the people who have these chronic conditions, and certainly it's far more than simply just chronic fatigue. It can get into arthritis and colitis and brain fog. But basically, Dr. Nicholson was simply saying that the NT factor, and there are a number of different types that you can prescribe. There's one called Propax, and we've certainly advertised for that product. But they also put Propax, of course, with NT factor. But actually, of course, there's another product the same company puts out. It's called Mitochondry Ignite with NT factor. But it seems to be the NT factor that's the beneficial, and it comes really a number of different companies put that out. But it seems to help. They've done 9 clinical studies, and every clinical study, well, would you like to tell us about the results of the clinical studies that you've been doing? And once again, our telephone number, if you're out there and you have a question, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But go right ahead.
Well, a number of these clinical studies were done primarily on different patient groups. And we started out with the chronic fatigue and chronic fatigue syndrome, and we had fibromyalgia syndrome. And then we've done other chronic groups, everything from diabetes now to chronic Lyme disease has been the most recent one. We've done work with Gulf War illness, for example. And the chronic Lyme disease patients, the most recent clinical trial, which was just published now, and I'll be speaking at a conference in a few weeks, and actually in Las Vegas, a major conference, worldwide conference, to discuss this work on chronic Lyme disease and the use of these NT factor products to help chronic Lyme patients overcome their fatigue and overcome some of the other problems associated with Lyme disease. Now, Lyme disease in particular, there's a lot of damage to the membranes of our cells and our tissues, and so the NT factor helps repair some of the damage done by this chronic Lyme disease. And so we've seen this in a number of different, as I mentioned, clinical conditions, and we're going in and looking at patient groups one by one to see if what kind of benefits that we can see by repairing the mitochondrial function, repairing the mitochondrial membrane. But so far, we've seen nothing but good, really good things come out of our clinical studies. So I'm very pleased about that.
Well, of course, Lyme, though, classically is created by this spirochete, isn't it? It's a burial. And basically, do you have to treat this with an antibiotic along with the NT factor? How does this work?
Yes, you do. And chronic Lyme is a very complex condition. It not only involves the spirochete, the Borrelia, but it usually involves mycoplasma and a number of other chronic infections, Bartonella, Babesia, Ehrlichia, so on. All these different chronic things, infections that go along with Lyme, and patients with Lyme, with the most severe forms of Lyme, always have these multiple chronic infections. And I was mentioning before, we see some of these chronic infections, like mycoplasma, and a number of other chronic diseases, everything from the fatiguing illnesses, like chronic fatigue syndrome, Gulf War illness, fibromyalgia syndrome, and so on. We see mycoplasma very commonly. The overwhelming majority of patients have this one type of infection, but they also have other infections as well.
Now, is this mycoplasma infection that they have, is this the genetically altered mycoplasma, or is this just a general mycoplasma infection?
Well, there are a number of different species. There are 6 species of mycoplasma which are pathogenic in humans. There are more than 50, probably 100 different species of mycoplasma out there that cause different problems in everything from plants to animals. And, of course, coming up to humans, there are different species of mycoplasma that cause chronic conditions, chronic illnesses. And so one of the things we found, for example, in about half of the Gulf War illness patients had a very unusual mycoplasma infection that turned out to be genetically modified. But that's not the situation that we see in most chronic conditions. Most chronic conditions, we see the normal mycoplasma infections that we've seen over and over again in various chronic conditions. And again, we see in Europe a different constellation of different species that we see in North America. So there are differences, regional differences, differences in different species, and differences in different clinical conditions caused by these different infections.
But, of course, we have to get the infection under control right along with getting the other membranes, the mitochondrial and cellular membranes, certainly repaired. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, it is. I mean, you can't ignore the infections because they'll continue to cause damage. And so they have to be treated as well.
So basically, this is a multifaceted approach, and Pete, you have to find somebody who's really used to treating these things. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But these are terribly difficult conditions to treat, and we have so many millions of people here in America affected with this, and few people understand them.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Dr. Garth Nicholson. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Dr. Nicholson stating that basically, of course, it's not only the chronic infections we've talked about, but many of these people, of course, will have the problems that are really brought about by the heavy metal of intoxication or the other metals that suddenly get into the cells and really begin to decrease their function. And then we certainly live with so many insecticides and herbicides and pesticides and these various types of chemicals get in there, and this tends to poison the people. And so we have to really have a multifaceted approach to these conditions. And, of course, each one has to be dealt with. But we have so many people who have these chronic conditions that are simply destroying their ability to live a full life. Well, a telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. You have a question for Dr. Nicholson. Now, basically, how can people get to your website? How can they get your information?
Well, the Institute for Molecular Medicine has a website. It's www.immed.org. It's like immediate.org. immed.org. And on that website, people can find out about a variety of different chronic diseases, neurodegenerative diseases, autoimmune diseases, metabolic diseases. For example, we mentioned diabetes and other metabolic syndrome and other conditions. And the list goes on and on. But these chronic fatiguing illnesses in general are something that we started with, but now we're going down the line to look at various other chronic diseases that cause so many problems in our society.
Now, what sort of results did you get in these clinical trials that you did, and how were and whereabouts were they done?
Well, what we did was we took different patient groups. In some cases, we took patients that were older, that were 60 to 90 years of age, for example, in one clinical trial. In another clinical trial, we took a chronic fatigue syndrome patients, Gulf War illness patients, for example. Another clinical trial, we took chronic Lyme patients, and so on and so forth. And what we did was we administered NT factor to these patients orally. They take tablets on a daily basis, and then we looked at their conditions to see if they were able to function better, if they showed a reduction in their fatigue, for example, if they showed better cognitive abilities, and better mood, and so on and so forth. And in all the cases that we did in these different conditions, we found significant improvement in these patients. And so that's one of the things that we did. And then another series of clinical trials where we looked at, for example, the chronic infections and how can we treat those and how can we deal with that issue. And again, this also brings in the mitochondrial function, because I mentioned when you have those infections, the mitochondria are damaged. But the mitochondria are damaged if you get heavy metal exposures or chemical exposures or other things as well. So in a variety of different situations, we know that we have to restore the mitochondrial function. We have to improve that so the cells and tissues have the energy that they need to recover from the chronic problems and the chronic illnesses that we see so often in our population.
And I think it's important for people out there to understand that mitochondria are just like little tiny batteries that are intracellular, they're little fragments within the cell. You can actually, I remember, of course, 50 years ago when I was taking my medical school and seeing the mitochondria there, intracellular, and it was really sort of exciting to see these little fragments. We didn't know so much about them at that time. They were just there, but now, of course, they've recognized them as an essential part of creating the energy needed for the cell. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And let's go to Augusto, who's calling us from Brooklyn, New York. Hi, Augusto.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Stan. I was just listening in to your conversation with a doctor, and excuse me for not having his name.
His name is Dr. Garth Nicholson, and Dr. Nicholson had taught for a number of years at the MB Anderson Clinic in Texas, and if you've heard our interviews with him before, you know why he was forced to leave there, but he has an institute here in California. It's Institute for Molecular Medicine, or if you go to the website, immed.org. But is Dr. Garth Nicholson, did you have a question or comment, Augusto?
Well, doctor, you know, for quite a bit of years, my health hasn't been that well. You know, I suffer, and I was diagnosed with having severe SAD, seasonal affective disorder. Lo and behold, about 2 months ago, I came down with my thyroid that was overreacting. I became hyperactive. And I consulted a couple of doctors, but all of them were in agreement that I had to take radioiodine, which I took hesitantly about 2 weeks ago, doctor. My question to the doctor is if he could give me some insight as to that aspect, because I also have a nodule. identify.
Let's just go ahead. Basically, you have a hyperactive thyroid, or you have hyperthyroidism, and they wanted to put you on to radioactive iodine, because that's a completely different product, a completely different subject. I'm not sure that Dr. Nicholson can comment on that. Do you have any thoughts?
Well, I'll make one comment on it, because this Graves-like condition, Graves' disease-like condition, is often caused by the same types of infections that we were talking about. We saw this condition quite often with patients that had mycoplasma, that the mycoplasma was very often found in their thyroid and caused either hypo or hyperthyroidism conditions. And Doctor, these patients, unless they were treated to suppress that type of infection, they continued to have this problem. But once they were treated, they generally recovered. And their thyroid levels went back to normal. All the thyroid hormones went back into normal range.
And I think the thing about Augusto, basically, if you've taken the radioactive iodine, this will, of course, knock out your thyroid, and then you're going to have to take thyroid supplements in the future. But I certainly have, this is the standard treatment. I would not be critical of the doctors for prescribing it. This other, of course, tries to get not into the treating the symptoms, which is what the hyperthyroidism, but trying to get to the very cause. And, of course, this is what Dr. Nicholson's doing. So many people will have rheumatoid arthritis. So many people will have mental fogging. So many people will have colitis. And doctors treat the symptoms. But, of course, unless they're specifically trained in this other, they never get to the cause, which, of course, these chronic infections and all the things we've been talking about this evening. Did you have anything to say, Augusto?
Well, yes, doctor. You know what, doctor?
Yes.
What a coincidence, because last year in November, I came back from South America with an infection, doctor. I got sick there. I came back to the States. They treated it down there for me. But after about a week, I had to run to the doctor, and I was even placed in the hospital. So this infection persisted, doctor. So it could have been triggered through that then, doctor.
It's not a coincidence. We often see this, is that people have an acute infection, for example, and then it goes into a chronic phase, and it's either that infection or another infection that is triggered because of the acute infection that becomes the problem, a chronic disease problem. This can affect the thyroid and cause a Graves-like condition, and eventually that's either dealt with by suppressing the thyroid or by treating the infection.
If I could just suggest, Augusto, if you have access to a computer, go to Dr. Nicholson's website, immed.org. That's like immediate, immed.org. I think you'll be fascinated, okay?
Very good. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome, more than welcome. God bless, and let's go to
Sandy, who's calling us from Spokane, Washington. Hi, Sandy. How are we doing?
All right. I called one other time.
Well, I know. What did you have a question or comment?
Yes, I have antiphospholipid antibody syndrome.
Antiphospholipid antibody syndrome. I never even heard of that. Dr. Nicholson, have you heard of that?
Yes, and this is a condition which makes it very difficult for you to take phospholipids. It has to be done in a very careful way. You can do this. You can actually swamp out the antibodies against the phospholipids, but it has to be done in a way that doesn't trigger other problems. So that's something where you really have to be very, very careful when you take these anti-factor-type products. You have to
Sandy? I'm losing him every few minutes.
Okay.
It blanks out. I can't hear.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, did you have to talk to the local radio station? That's not us. That's the local radio station up there in Spokane that you're listening to. But basically, what I would suggest is you go to Dr. Nicholson's webpage, immed.org. That's www.immed.org. And he has excellent information that covers this whole gamut of diseases, and certainly it, sometimes I think when you have these diseases, then you'll tend to form these antibodies much more readily. Your body will come up with all these sort of defenses, and sometimes they're very destructive.
Well, one of the things that we found in multiple sclerosis, for example, is that if you have these infections that most people with MS have these infections.
Oh, I'm losing him again.
They trigger an autoimmune response, and you get an autoimmune response against the cells that contain the infection. So that's why, for example, in the last caller that had the Graves problem, because the infection was in the thyroid, and it caused the autoimmune attack against the thyroid gland, and this caused a problem. But we also see this within the brain with multiple sclerosis. We see this in other conditions, and in diabetes, for example, sometimes the infection, if it's in the islet cells, then if they're destroyed, then the insulin stops being produced, and you end up being a diabetic. Other autoimmune conditions involving other different organs cause other clinical conditions.
And so this can be sort of the foundation of a myriad of different types of diseases, cause a number of different types of diseases, which are not connected at all other than their etiology, in other words, the origin, but they're manifested with all different types of symptoms. And when the patient goes to the doctor, well, the doctor is confused, and understandably so, because this information is so new. I mean, certainly when I was practicing medicine, none of this was known at all.
Yeah, another example, rheumatoid arthritis, which is commonly treated by suppressing the immune system. Well, the immune system responds against the antigens of the joint, for example, which causes inflammation, causes the problems with arthritis. But in fact, what really triggers it in many patients, over half of these patients, is the fact that they have a chronic infection in the joints, such as mycoplasma, which is very commonly found in rheumatoid arthritis patients, our studies from a number of years ago. And this can trigger an autoimmune response against the joint, against the synovium in the joint. So one of the ways you get around this is, of course, you have to treat the infection as well as treat the damage that's occurred because of this autoimmune reaction. So this is fairly common in a number of different disease problems, chronic diseases.
And, of course, I can remember when I was practicing why you had somebody with an inflamed joint, why, of course, once you were sure it wasn't an infection, why you gave them a shot of cortisone, and they felt better. They felt a lot better, but you weren't getting to the cause of the disease. You were simply treating the symptoms, and that's really the tragedy with so much of this. Would you agree?
I'd agree absolutely. We've seen this over and over again with a number of different conditions. From irritable bowel syndrome and Crohn's disease, for example, to rheumatoid arthritis, to multiple sclerosis, you think there wouldn't be any link between these different diseases or different organ systems or different parent etiologies and so on. But in fact, there is an underlying problem in many of these conditions, not all of them, but many of them, and that's these types of chronic infections which stimulate autoimmune reactions. And these are the types of things that also cause mitochondrial dysfunction. And so this goes back to what we were discussing before with the NT factor. That's something that has to be done along with it in parallel.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. The problem with this is that there's so many people who have them, and they all appear to be different conditions. And certainly, there's a whole group of people with rheumatoid arthritis that have, of course, the swollen, deformed joints, progressively destruction of the joint at the peak point, where many times the patients become chronically bedridden. But, of course, the problem is not the joint. The problem is what caused the joint to simply be destroyed. And this is, of course, what's so exciting about this, a type of evaluation and treatment. Now, what sort of results did you get when you actually ran the series on various groups, symptom groups, or certainly various types of diseases? What sort of benefit did you get purely from the NT factor? And I assume that you were not trying to actually treat the joints when you did this, were not trying to treat the infections or the other chemical problems?
Well, often this is done. And in fact, these are systemic problems. These infections are system-wide or systemic infections. In different patients, there seems to be different organ and tissue systems that seem to be the most critical problem. And that's why these patients get lumped into various categories depending upon the severity of their symptoms, the signs and symptoms. But if you look at them in detail, most of these patients have multiple signs and symptoms, not just the major complaints, but they have a lot of minor complaints as well. And so that's why many of these conditions are linked by these different similar problems, like chronic infections, for example, or chronic contamination, for example, can do the same thing. So we're now finding in the area of chronic illness that there are many similarities between many of these different diseases that we thought were completely different, separate, and caused by different exposures and different problems. But in fact, they do have some underlying commonality that we're just beginning to unravel.
Okay, well, we're running out of time. Let's go quickly to Sandy here. Sandy, whereabouts are you calling from?
Tri-Cities, Dr. Stan.
Okay, Tri-Cities up in Washington. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, doctor. I've got Hashimoto and joint problems, and now I'm having an immune problem with getting allergic to every food that I've ever eaten.
Well, boy, you sound like you're a typical case like this. Here's a lady who's had Hashimoto's disease, and now she's just getting allergic to all sorts of foods and other things. Is that right, Sandy?
Yes, and I'm wondering if they've ever helped anybody like that, because I'm getting pretty desperate.
Yes, I see patients that are chronically ill that have all these different chronic problems, such as many of the ones that you've described. And the reason they have so many different problems is that they get these systemic chronic infections that trigger all these. And so one of the approaches, of course, is to try and individually treat all your different signs and symptoms in the different organ systems, or to look for underlying problems. And one of the underlying problems of many patients are these chronic infections. And once you identify them, then they can be treated. But it also requires a lot of support and try and repair the damage that's been done. And that's why we use
hold that thought. Hold.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today. From the mountain to the prairie,
Good night, Garth. And all right, fine. Well, that was Dr. Garth Nicholson. We hope you enjoyed the program with him. This is a very important program. You may even want to get a copy of this and listen to it several times. And certainly it's some of our interviews with Dr. Ellithorpe, Rita Ellithorpe, who actually works with Dr. Nicholson on some of these studies. But there are treatments for many of these chronic conditions where, of course, we treat the symptoms, but we don't get to the cause of it. And so basically we have all sorts of material, we hope, on health, and we think it's vitally important. And I said that we do carry Dr. Russell Blaylock's wonderful book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. We have an advertiser who does carry a resveratrol product. And certainly it's actually, in animals, it's actually been able to modify the genetic function and turn genes off and on. They found this in animals. And because it's not simply resveratrol, it's several other curcumin, and I think I've forgotten all the various components in it, but it's much different than just the regular resveratrol. And if you listen regularly, you'll hear our interview with certainly Bill Sardi as he talks about the Longevinex product. Now, we do actually carry a product with NT factor in it. It's put out by the same people who put out the ProPax, and this is called Mitochondrial Ignite with NT factor. Mitochondrial Ignite with NT factor, and certainly it's the NT factor that tends to counter the cell intracellular, or I should say the cell membrane damage and the mitochondrial membrane damage. If you'd like to know more, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and ask about Mitochondrial Ignite. Mitochondrial Ignite. And then, of course, if you want to understand what's going on from a historical point of view and why we're in the mess today and why a great deal of information dealing with your health is being actively suppressed in America today, and why when you go to medical meetings, and I as a physician go to the medical meetings, and we never hear anything discussed like we discussed here tonight. If you want to understand why this is taking place, let me suggest you get my talk, a very recent talk I gave called Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. Why is that important, and why would the syllabus go with that be important? Well, the syllabus simply is a lot of the plans laid out by the people on the other side. And there really are people on the other side who really do want to kill off the majority of the people in the world. And you say, that's madness. Who in their right mind would want to kill off the majority of the people in the world? And most people think that the population control agenda has to do with abortion, or maybe even certainly sterilization and contraception, and maybe even euthanasia. Without understanding that they're creating new diseases to plague us, they're suppressing treatments for cancer, they're certainly besieging us with all sorts of electronic beams and electronic interference. It has deleterious effects on our health. Certainly they're putting things into our water to poison us. That's fluoride and hydrofluorosilicic acid. They're putting things into our teeth. That's the mercury and the mercury fillings. Incidentally, half of the dentists have actually stopped using mercury fillings. They understand what is going on. But, of course, they can't come out and admit they've been poisoning the people for years. They put mercury in our light bulbs. They put mercury in our vaccines. We are constantly besieged with mercury. Mercury is a terribly toxic substance. Why would they put that in our vaccines? Why, certainly, would they expose us to mercury when they know it isn't safe? And then, of course, they're putting aluminum. They're spraying these various aluminum products. They put aluminum, certainly, your underarm deodorant. There is no safe dose of aluminum. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my talk on the Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. You need to get the syllabus that goes with it. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. And we're going to be back here in just a moment for our second hour right here at Radio Liberty.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair.
the mountains, to the prairie.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Cheryl Hancock. Of course, Cheryl is the KFER radio station correspondent over there in Israel, and she gives us a report every month on what's really going on in the Holy Land. She actually lives in one of the suburbs of Jerusalem, and she's been there 12 years or more. Hey, is it 12 years you've been there? Cheryl, how long have you been there?
Well, it's 13 and a half years.
13 and a half. Well, the time flies so fast. 13 and a half years. And basically, of course, she's over there right at the present time. And, of course, you can get a regular weekly or sometimes bi-weekly update from Cheryl as she keeps us abreast of what's going on over there. But we like to talk to her, too, because, of course, it sounds like the people of Israel are getting prepared for a war. Everybody's getting their gas masks. I think most people over there are convinced there's going to be a war before long. You bring us up to date with what's happening from the military point of view, what's happening from the social point of view, what's happening as far as the relationship between the Palestinians and the Jews over there. But you give us an update on what's happening in the Holy Land today.
Okay, well, as far as the war, you're correct. People are thinking, well, there's a war on the horizon. And right now, Israel's on high alert up near the Golan because Syria is spilling over, the conflict there is spilling over into Israel. There have been shots coming in. An IDF jeep was hit the other day. Three mortars landed yesterday. And they actually arrested somebody coming over the border either last night. I just got that news report. So this is a problem. And Israel, Netanyahu, got on the media and he said, he's not going to allow it. He's not going to allow Syria to come and try to take over or do anything with the Golan Heights at this time. Yet, so far, it's only a spillover from the conflict that they're having. And then, of course, Hezbollah on the northern border, they've got so many missiles, it's just ridiculous. And they're actually receiving chemical weapons from Syria.
I think that's a vitally important thing, the idea that actually, of course, what happened, people don't really understand, but of course the United States had transferred biological and chemical weapons to Saddam Hussein. They were not going to tell the American people that, but that's how he got his chemical and biological weapons that he used on the Iranians, that he used on the Kurds, killed 100,000 Kurds. With the weapons, of course, we'd given him. And then, of course, in 1991, when America was going to invade Iraq, of course, why Saddam, who sent those weapons, he sent them over to Syria. And so Syria has the chemical and biological weapons that actually originated here in the United States. But they're a potential danger to that whole area because they can put on missiles. They can be utilized in so many ways. And I know the people of Israel are frightened to death that those the chemical and biological weapons that get in the hands of Hezbollah. Do you think that they're actually getting their hands on them?
Well, the reports are that they are, and there is speculation that more are going over there. The UN is based up there. They're supposed to be watching what's going on and reporting it. So they do believe that some of the weapons got over there. So people are preparing their bomb shelters as we speak. And I talked to a Christian organization a couple days ago who's helping the Jewish people to prepare the bomb shelters in the north. So people are getting their gas masks. As you see, we're stocking up on food and water, all the things in case the explosion happens soon.
And basically, does everyone have a gas mask now? I know you mentioned that it's going to cost $300. That's a pretty expensive gas mask.
Yeah, they are. So I guess the chemicals that go on the gas mask, they had to renew them. Everybody turned in their old ones, and they're supposed to get new ones. They haven't finished distributing them yet, but they are in the process. So more people do have them. Yes.
And do you have one yet?
Well, actually, I don't. I didn't have time to go down and get it. Somebody did donate $300 for me.
Well, I guess it's Cheryl Hancock, and Cheryl, you've got to go down and get yourself a gas mask. Do you have the funding for it?
Yeah, somebody donated some money for me. It's a $300. I was absolutely surprised, and so I'm going to go down and get it. The government press office has not begun issuing them that they're supposed to, but you have to get connected with someone that has them as a foreigner and have them fitted to your face. So that is my next step. Be prepared in that way. My everyone in their house normally has a sealed room. So I have a sealed room in my apartment where I have a metal window and a metal door, and I have to tape all the plugs up and the, anything where air can come through to make sure that no chemicals can enter into that room. And then you got to know how much air you have in that room. You measure the room out, and then you have to figure out how long can you stay in that room before you run out of air and, of course, run out of gas or the gas mask runs out. So, yeah, it's very intense what people are getting prepared here.
Well, I think it's so vitally important that people are prepared and hope and pray that you never need this, but I think there's a very real possibility because it really doesn't make sense, of course, if we would have sent those chemicals over to Saddam and Saddam would have sent them to Syria and Syria would have transferred to Hezbollah. And now America's ally there, Israel, is threatened by the various chemical warfare agents that were transferred to Saddam back in the 1980s. We live in a world gone mad.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. And right, go ahead.
No, you go right ahead. People hear me talk all the time. They want to hear you talk. Go ahead.
Well, when you were talking about America, yes, they've just finished some war games here in Israel, and it was the biggest of their kind. There were thousands of troops from America and Israel and European Union, and they had these huge war games. In every scenario, what would happen if Hezbollah fired and Syria came in? And, of course, there's rockets still coming in from the Gaza Strip, so they're hitting the southern part of Israel. If all these things happen at the same time, and you have the Palestinians that are uprising, and they're killing people here. I just heard about reports of them being stabbed yesterday going to the Western Wall. So if everything happens at once, what would the IDF do? Are they prepared? So they had war games. They're still going on. Well, they may have finished by now. The 4th of November they were supposed to finish. So America was here. European Union was here. They were working together for these scenarios.
And basically, I think that this, although we had heard that there was going to be these war games over there, they have certainly detracted America's attention from that fact. We've been focusing in on the elections, and I don't think most people understand that thousands of American troops have been over in Israel, and the war games will be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan and Sydney Sherrill has said that certainly in this last couple of weeks they've been having extensive war games over in Israel, and American troops and NATO troops were there. Did you say there were thousands of American and NATO troops there? Did I misunderstood you, Cheryl?
No, that's correct. There were thousands of them here.
And basically,
from America
and
Europe.
Nobody here in America is hearing at all about this. You're being blacked out. You're not being told over. But they have these thousands of American and NATO troops over there having war games in Israel right alongside the IDF, that's the Israeli Defense Force, in preparation for the coming war. Would that be pretty well the estimate that you and the Israelis would have?
Yeah, actually, Israel tried to make a point of telling the Arab world these games are not to show muscle. They are to exercise to prepare in case of emergency. So everybody knows why they're doing the war games, but yes, that's what's going on here.
Now, do we have any idea how many missiles Hezbollah has in the north?
You know, I was at a press conference last night. One of the journalists mentioned that there are 40,000 missiles pointed at Israel.
40,000 missiles, and these are very sophisticated missiles, most of them are pointed at Israel. How far will they go? Do we have any idea? Will they get down to Jerusalem? Will they get to Tel Aviv?
Well, Hezbollah is bragging that they have missiles that are capable of reaching Jerusalem. Hamas has the missiles coming in to southern Israel, and they're bragging that soon they'll have missiles that will go up to Tel Aviv. Those are the most populated areas of Israel.
All right, fine. So basically, everybody over there is preparing for a war. And here in America, of course, we're really concerned about really important things, the football season. I love football, but then we have to understand that the world is on the verge, I fear, of a major war in the Near East and a major war in the Middle East. And this is where we should be focusing our attention. But you see, the people who control the media determine what we think and what we talk about. So basically, okay, Cheryl, is there anything else we should talk about as far as the military preparations, or should we talk about some of the other things going on over there?
Well, I just wanted to mention it because I just received this report. I don't know if it happened last night or this morning. It's morning time here, 7 a.m. Friday morning. So last night, there was a drone, a U.S. drone, that was fired on by Iran. And it flies over the Persian Gulf, you know, to keep the assessment of the Persian Gulf, but it was fired at. So everyone, like I said, is on high alert. The IDF has prepared an absorption center on the Golan Heights for any Syrians that come over. So they're all prepared. I was on the Golan Heights for 3 days this last week. From there, you can hear the firing, the rockets, the war in Syria.
Well,
because they're very, very close.
I can remember standing on the Golan Heights and suddenly looking over, and you could actually see Damascus from the Golan Heights.
Yeah, it's about 60 kilometers. From the Golan Heights.
That's about 40 miles. And basically, of course, the war over there is just, hundreds of thousands of Syrians have fled from this war. And, of course, what most people don't understand is this is an American war. Now, we're not having our troops fighting. Our troops, though, our special forces in both Turkey and in Jordan are training and arming the terrorists are going in there trying to overthrow the existing government. Of course, it depends on your perspective. I'm sure our leaders call them freedom fighters that we're bringing. Of course, they're Al-Qaeda. We fight Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. We finance Al-Qaeda in Syria. And of course, there are other groups over there as well. But certainly, we're working right alongside the Al-Qaeda to overthrow the existing government of Syria. And basically, of course, this is a very, very dangerous situation. The total disruption of the lives of the people in Syria, and we don't care. I mean, does anybody in America really care that hundreds of thousands of Syrian people, many of them are Christians, or many of them are Muslims, some of them have fled into Turkey. Turkey won't take any more. They're going into Jordan. Why don't you talk a little bit about the Syrian war and the plight of the refugees there? Refugees because, of course, of who it is who's funding the revolutionary forces. I mean, you cannot, if you're out there in the listening audience, you cannot simply reject the fact that we are responsible for funding the terrorists and creating the disruption and all the people who have been killed and now the people fleeing for their lives. Do we have any idea how many refugees there are, Cheryl?
Well, there's thousands of them. I don't know the exact number right now, but there's thousands of them. That's why Israel's waiting for them to spill over the border. Now, part of the problem, last night at the press conference, there were people from Iraq and from Egypt talking about the Christians, the Orthodox Christians, the Syrian Christians, the Greek Orthodox. But these people are being attacked by the rebel forces in Syria. They're being raped, kidnapped, killed, massacred. And so the Christians from these countries are fleeing out from the Muslim countries because of the massacres. But that's what's going on in Syria. They're not freedom fighters. They're people that are, they're Muslim that are coming against the Christians over there, and the Christians are in grave danger.
Well, of course, we don't ever talk about that. We don't talk about how it was the American military that imposed the constitutions on both Iraq and Afghanistan. Constitutions based upon Sharia law. And as a result, all the Christians have been driven out of Afghanistan. Perhaps 1% of the population in Iraq is still Christian, but they're trying to escape. And a lot of those who had escaped had gone to Syria. The Christians were there. Of course, we're imposing, we installed this Muslim Brotherhood group in Egypt, and the Christians are fleeing from there. The Christians are fleeing from all of those countries over there, and nobody really seems to be very concerned, Cheryl.
Yeah, it's true. And these people were trying to bring out the what's going on with the Christians. They showed graphic pictures of these people being massacred, children, women, men, everybody. the Christians are dwindling in the Middle East, and it's a takeover by the Islam, by Muslims in all of these countries. But it's the same thing's going on in Syria. So if people are voting or wanting the Syrian uprising, the rebels to win and all this, well, just realize that they're Muslim too, and they do not like Americans. They especially don't like Jews, and they don't like Christians. So it's not a good thing.
Okay, fine. Well, that certainly is rather, rather discouraging. Now, were there very many people at this press conference there who are Christians who are concerned about this? Or are you in contact with the other Christians there in the Jerusalem area?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, one of the speakers, I'm connecting her with one of the churches here because they're asking for help. These people are speaking all over the world and trying to get help. This lady who is from Iraq showed the pictures of her family of different people. She was actually smuggled into, well, she finally made it to America, but she was smuggled out of Iraq. And it's a very difficult. She said nobody knows what's going on with the Christians, and it's true. This was a press conference with a lot of Jewish people there, and they began saying, we need to take care of our Christian friends, because the speaker said the Muslims are saying we want to get the Saturday people first, which means the Jews, and Sunday people second. And so the Jews, which is the Christians, and the Jews and the Christians are being attacked by the Muslims, the Judeo-Christian society that they don't want to have in there mixed with their society. So they're trying to get rid of them in every way that they can. They're taking out their frustrations on the Christians that are around them. And like you said, there's a very small population of them in each of these countries that are still trying to flee them.
And we never talk about all the Christians who are being killed. Certainly in Syria, who've been killed in Iraq, who've been killed in Afghanistan, who've been killed in Egypt, in Tunisia, and Libya. I wonder why there doesn't seem to be much concern about the Christians being killed over there, here in the United States. Well, certainly, now, what are the other things that we should be covering this evening?
Well, we know that the elections just happened in America.
Well, what's the response over in Israel to the re-election of Barack Obama? Do they think he'll be favorable to Israel or not?
Well, we have some of the Knesset members speaking out and saying that he will not be favorable, but some are speaking out saying he will be. And this is what's so interesting over here in Israel. We had 80,000 Jewish people that have dual citizenship in Israel and in America, and they were able to vote. And it's funny, they were just almost cut down the middle. You could hear the reasoning behind the people that voted for Obama. And one lady told me that she remembers when the Mormons actually tried to convert the Jewish people that were dead. And she won't forget. And so the reasoning behind some of the why did they vote for Obama is unbelievable. The rabbis, there's a group of rabbis that were trying to get the people in America, especially the Jews in America, to vote for Romney because they think Obama's going to be bad for Israel. And the people wouldn't listen. 70% of the American Jews voted for Obama. So, yes, Israel is very concerned, and they don't think that Obama is talking straight, but the Palestinians believe that he is. So the Palestinians think that Obama is for Israel. Israel thinks Obama is not for Israel. So it's a very interesting situation, and I guess all we can do is wait and see what happens.
I think that that's absolutely true, but I do believe that something major is going to happen. Basically, of course, a lot of people say, well, nothing's going to happen until after the first of next year. What are the thoughts on the part of the Israeli people? Do they think that there could be an attack on Iran, or Iran could do something at any time, or do they think this is sometime 3 to 6 months from now, or maybe even a year from now? Do we have any idea of the timing? I mean, what is the feeling? I know nobody knows for certain, but what's the feeling of the people over there?
Well, first of all, Netanyahu called Obama yesterday by phone and talked to him to congratulate him because Netanyahu is going to have to work with Obama. And Netanyahu made a statement at a press conference saying that no matter what happens, if people do not stand with him, he is not going to allow Iran to have a nuclear bomb and Israel will go it alone if the rest of the community, Christian or the Western community, does not stand up and do something. He also mentioned that the Arabs would be relieved if Israel took out Iran, the nuclear power plant, because it's not only Israel that bomb is going to hurt, or the Americans, or the Western world, but it's going to also hurt the Arabs that are not Shiite. They're Sunni Arabs, and they are afraid of this.
And I think it could be a month away. And I think this is a very real factor, and you're never going to hear about this, but I think Cheryl's absolutely right. Now, there's a division within the Muslim world, the Sunni and the Shia. And the Shia, of course, the Iranians, the Sunnis are the Saudis, the others. And apparently, quietly, they're letting Israel know they'd just love to see them take out Iran. Would that be a fairly fair estimate that the Sunni Muslims are certainly very quietly behind the scenes encouraging Israel?
Yeah, that's true. As a matter of fact, Saudi Arabia had spoken to someone in Israel in the Knesset, and they just can't go in as Muslims and attack another Muslim country. It wouldn't look good. They want somebody else to do it, and Israel looks like the one that everybody's pointing at right now. Unless Obama steps up to the plate, unless the EU steps up to the plate, you know, we have elections here. Netanyahu called for early elections, and he is a favored right now. And we're going to have elections on the 22nd of January. Netanyahu is hoping that this will go quickly so that he can get his feet grounded before he goes into Iran, because he's going to have to do something, like he said, whether he has to go alone or not. But now Olmert is rising up, who is more, compromises a little bit more with America and is more friendly with Obama. So people are saying, what's going on here? Is Olmert going to get in there? Because if that happens, it's going to be really bad for Israel. So Netanyahu wants to stand the ground.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about Olmert? I really don't know too much about him. Certainly I know a good deal about Netanyahu. Olmert then will be running against Netanyahu in the election there and in January?
Well, the talk is that he is planning to. He might. He hasn't stated yet. And Olmert has been caught as a criminal in a scam on a money scam. Anyways, I won't go into detail on that, but he has to go to trial. If he goes to trial and is convicted, he will go to jail. So people are saying, how can he run for prime minister? So now they're talking about doing something to reinvestigate the whole charges against him. And I was told last night by one reporter from America that they believe and they have heard that the American administration wants Olmert to be in there, and so they're going to do what they can to make it happen, that Olmert would become prime minister instead of Netanyahu. We're hoping that does not happen, because Netanyahu knows what's going on. He'll stand the ground for Israel. No matter how many compromises Netanyahu had to make, he has a heart for his people, for Israel, and he knows that he can't let Iran get that nuclear weapon, or it will really cause a big war. People will die here, a lot of people.
Well, basically, is the feeling that Olmert would certainly be more compromising as far as Iran is concerned? Is that the basic thought?
Yeah, Olmert is more compromising as far as land, giving land to the Palestinians. If Israel gives more land to the Palestinians, they're moving in closer and closer to where the population centers are, and they're able to reach them easier with their guns, with their rocks, with their rockets. And so Olmert is compromising with America a lot more than Netanyahu would ever compromise, because Netanyahu wants to keep the security level up, whereas Olmert is willing to compromise. That's the difference between the two. So what would happen with Iran? Nobody seems to know with Olmert.
Well, how about Olmert's popularity with the Israeli citizens? Are there a lot of Israelis who would back Olmert? Or I would think that probably the majority would back Netanyahu, but what are your thoughts?
Well, you would think most of them would back Netanyahu, but we saw in the elections for Obama, there were so many that voted for Obama here in Israel. They're liberal. They want different things to happen. A lot of people have their heads in the sand, not as much as in America or the EU, but people don't want this fighting. They want to live in peace, the Israelis. I've been here, like I said, for over 13 years, and I've met so many Israelis, Jews and Arabs alike, and they want to live in peace.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Cheryl Hancock, who, of course, is over there and keeps us posted on what's going on in the Holy Land. She lives in this Jerusalem suburb. Our telephone number is 888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you have a question. Now, apparently there are going to be early elections. Probably there will not be attack until after the elections. And what's the date in January when the Israeli elections are going to be? And Netanyahu, of course, hopes to be able to be reelected. But what's the date?
They're looking at the 22nd of January.
22nd of January, so probably there will not be a war or anything, a military action before then, unless it's something that the Iranians begin. But basically, of course, Netanyahu is potentially being threatened by a man who I believe is or was part of his government. Was Olmert part of the government over there for a time?
Well, he's a Kadima party, and I don't want to get too much into it because I don't know much about where he's at. But we do know that he is going to, he may run against Netanyahu, and that's not going to be a good thing.
Okay, fine. Now, Olmert's certainly very well known over there, but he certainly is not as staunch in his support. He's standing against Iran. Of course, as Cheryl points out, the majority of the Israeli people want to live in peace. They just want to be left alone and live in peace. The majority of the Palestinians just want to be left alone and live in peace. They don't want any conflict. But, of course, it's constantly being agitated. Everything is done to turn the Israelis against the Palestinians against the Israelis, just like it is here in America. Everything's being done to get the Christians against the Muslims and the Muslims against the Christians. And you can't have a war unless you have an enemy. And this is exactly what they're doing here in America. This is what they're doing over in Israel. And, of course, it's... But certainly some of the Israelis might very well, if Olmert were to run, they would vote for him because he talks more about peace than taking a strong stand against Iran. Well, certainly, what are some of the other things going on over there at the present time, Cheryl? And if you're out there in the listening audience, remember our numbers, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Cheryl's right over there in a suburb of Jerusalem. Are you in a Jerusalem suburb, or are you in Jerusalem itself?
I'm in a suburb.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine. So Cheryl's over there tonight. She's, I should say, tomorrow morning. She's calling us on Friday morning from Jerusalem. Okay, if you have any question or comment, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, Cheryl, probably then nothing's going to happen until after the elections on the 22nd of January.
Well, that's what the thinking is. That everybody thinks this is why Netanyahu wanted to call for early elections so he'd have his feet on the ground ready to go by then. Other people are saying, well, maybe they're doing it because they're going to surprise Iran. Well, I would hope not. At this point, people are still preparing, and there's a lot going on. So that is the thinking.
Well, basically, of course, if Israel were to strike Iran, wouldn't they expect that Iran would retaliate against Israel? And certainly, I mean, Israel's such a small little nation. Iran's a very, very large place. And I think they have, 60 or 70 million people. And here's Israel with about 8 million people. But certainly, wouldn't there be a feeling that if there were to be a conflict, that the Iranians would strike Iran, and how would they strike them? Would they strike them with chemical or nuclear weapons, or what would they do?
Well, what the thinking is right now, Iran is Shiite, and they have on their side Hezbollah, and they have other people that are Shiites that are against Israel. So if Israel fired on Iran, they're not just concerned about Iran firing back. You know, before they have a nuclear bomb, okay, they can fire missiles, but that's about it. But they are worried about the people, the countries and the people that are Shiites that will come up against Israel also. So that's why these war games, they have to look on each border what would happen. And so we have the Hezbollah, like we said, 40,000 rockets pointed at Israel. Yes, Hezbollah would probably hit Israel. So they have to be prepared for that if Israel strikes Iran. They have to be really prepared. And I was told the other day that they are not prepared. And I hope that's just a rumor. But anyways, they're getting there.
But I think people have to understand one reason for the attack, one reason for the effort to overthrow the government of Syria is because, of course, it is a Shia or Shia-sympathetic Muslim government. If it was Sunni, they probably wouldn't be so concerned. But because it is Shia, it's aligned then with Iraq and with Iran. Why, of course, the thought is that there is not going to be a collect, or Israel is not going to attack Iran, and the situation is stabilized. Would that be a fair assessment?
I would hope so, because you're right. Syria is Shiite, and they will attack Israel, and they can. So we'll see.
All right, fine. We'll be back here in just a moment with Cheryl Hancock.
While a storm cloud gathers far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We are calling from Michigan. Chuck, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yeah. Dr. Stan, I believe it's called the potassium iodate.
I'm sorry, we're doing a program now on Israel. Do you have any a question or comment on that? If you have a question on the issue, why we'll be doing a program when next Wednesday evening?
Yeah, it's not a medical question.
Okay, no, then
I was wondering
Chuck, why don't you call next Wednesday? Because we're really talking about Israel.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I was wondering how ready that they were, you know, for a nuclear attack, because, you know, the potassium iodate, they need that for, you know, for the fallout if there's going to do that. They got the mass, but they also need the potassium iodate.
All right, fine. Cheryl, have you heard any talk at all about giving people certain supplies of potassium iodate in cases of nuclear attack? Have they addressed that issue?
In the kit with the gas mask, you have the chemicals that will fight against chemical warfare. You have two canisters, and then there is a shot in there, an injection that you would take. So this is all I know about this right now.
Okay, Chuck, does that answer your question? They're primarily concerned about... Chuck, they're primarily concerned about chemical rather than nuclear attack, okay?
Yeah, I got a question for her, though.
Okay, what's the question?
Yeah, Cheryl, we put the Shah in power, I believe, back in the 70s.
No, 1953. Go ahead.
Netanyahu's in or not with them, they will do something. I believe Netanyahu is in cahoots with Obama, and we're not doing anything. And so I think at this point that you can't wait around it. I think Israel has attacked Iran, and they need to make the first move, and they need to do it quick because they're getting ready to attack Israel, and Israel needs to make the first move, and if they do make the first move, they win because God's with Israel. So Israel needs to sidestep Netanyahu because I don't trust him, and I don't think he's with him.
No, Netanyahu's
not doing anything.
He would go it alone. He would go it alone if Obama keeps doing these sanctions. Sanctions, it's working a little bit. It's helping, but it's not the answer. Talking and safety.
Do you think Netanyahu is with Obama and they're against Israel? That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. Oh, thanks very much, Scott. Appreciate your call. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We had Chuck calling us from Michigan, and Chuck was just saying that he certainly thinks that Israel is going to have to attack Iran, and that he's not certain that they can really trust Obama to help Israel. But if Israel stand alone, Israel would stand alone and certainly attack Iran, because they cannot let Iran get a nuclear weapon. What are your thoughts? Would Chuck's assessment certainly be fairly accurate, would you say?
Well, that's the fear a lot of people have here, that Obama will not do anything and help Israel to stop Iran. We heard that Obama wants to have talks with Iran. Well, and they are preparing in case that's the worst scenario case. So So let's hope it gets better than that.
All right, fine. Ladies and gentlemen, this whole part of the world is on the very bridge of war, and the average American really doesn't even, well, they don't believe it. They don't think about it. They're not focusing their attention on it. We're much more concerned about how, well, suddenly the sports activities in America. We're concerned about the economy here in America. We're concerned about upcoming Thanksgiving and Christmas. But, of course, Israel is certainly on the verge of a terrible, terrible war. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you're out there across America and you have a question for Cheryl, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or in the coast of California, 464-8295. Cheryl, how can people get in touch with your ministry and help you? Because Cheryl's over there, and certainly is keeping us appraised of what's going on over there, and certainly as a Christian, she is there, certainly not as a missionary, but she is there, certainly hopefully touching the lives of people, both Palestinians and Jews. How can people get in touch with you and your ministry, Cheryl?
Yeah, I do work with the Muslim population here. A lot of them are tired of the violence, and they are wanting to become Christians, so they approach me and asked me to get them baptized. So it's very interesting what's happening, but they have to watch their back because they can be killed and tortured. One guy that we got baptized a couple years ago just got out of prison 2 weeks ago, and I was able to see him again. But it's very dangerous for them. You can contact me at reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. That's reportingfromisrael@gmail.com.
reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. And let's go to Barbara, who's calling us from Aptos. Hello, Barbara. Do you have a question or comment?
Kind of both.
Okay, go right ahead.
One thing that Cheryl was talking about was the fact of the war games that the United States was participating in Israel. And that we did really, on the news, did not hear anything about it, except on one radio program that I listen to every Saturday morning. And it's called The Land and the Book. And it comes out of Moody Radio, but they do have a website called The Land and the Book. And they keep up on what is going on over in Israel. And, of course, they talk about, you know, the spiritual aspects and people ask them questions and things like that. But I did hear on their program these war games there take place in Israel last week.
And I think they were talking about thousands of American troops and thousands of NATO troops. And how would you conceal something like that from the American people?
Very simply,
the media in America is largely controlled. But go right ahead, Barbara.
Well, it's the fact that they knew and saw it, what was going on, and they reported on it. And I found that was very interesting. But they really do keep up on what is going on, which is very helpful. And if you know you can't listen to their radio program, they certainly have the website that you can go to and probably keep up on you know some of the things that they have to say. And I was wondering, Cheryl, among the Muslims that are over where you are there many of them? Are they in an area like, I mean, because you're there and there are several other people there that can witness them? Are there some of the Muslims that are having what they're calling these dreams that bring them?
I'm really having difficult hearing the question. Oh,
your question
basically
is this, Cheryl. Barbara was reading a book recently talking about dreams and how a lot of Palestinians, a lot of the Muslims, are actually having dreams, and so Christ appears to them, or they have some sort of a supernatural experience that points them towards Christianity. And this,
well, it will point them to someone, either to Christianity or towards someone who will give them, you know, the message of the Lord. You know,
have you run into something like that, Cheryl? That somebody
in
almost
Israel.
A supernatural element touching the hearts of some of the Palestinians?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I heard it firsthand, and that's actually, I was driving into a parking lot in Jerusalem, and an Arab man came running up to my car. He was a parking attendant. And he said, "You're a Christian. I know you're a Christian." I said, "Okay, I'm a Christian. Why?" He says, "Because I was really sick, and I went to sleep one night, and I had a dream. And Jesus, they call him Yeshua, came to me and said, when I wake up, I'm going to be healed. And he said he woke up the next morning, and he was healed. So he knows that Yeshua, Jesus of the Bible, of the Christian Bible, is God. So he walked up and down the street in Jerusalem, and he found a church, which was a Catholic church. So he went in, and they gave him a Bible, and he said, look, I'm reading, I'm praying to Mary. And I said, wait a minute, you want to pray to Jesus? It was very interesting. So anyways, long story short, I took him, got him baptized, but then he disappeared. And a few months later, I drive into another parking lot in Jerusalem, and he's a parking attendant there. I said, where were you, Jihad? And he says, well, I was telling people in my refugee camp about Yeshua. And I opened my window when I heard my name, and they began shooting at me. As they were shooting, they should have hit him in the chest or head because the windows are high up here. And he says, but look, they only hit me in the legs. And they hit him three times with a bullet, killing him, trying to kill him because he became a Christian. But he's so excited about it. I said, well, Jihad, did you move away from them? And he said, oh, no, I didn't move. They need Jesus. So these people, I'm hearing firsthand stories and seeing it as these people just get on fire for the Lord and know he's real, and they risk their lives by telling other people. Amazing. And their family. That's why the other guy was in prison and just got out 2 weeks ago, because he told his family about the Lord. And as he did that, his brother turned him in to the Palestinian Authority, and he's been in prison and tortured for 2 years.
Okay, there you have it, Barbara. Anything else you wanted to ask?
No, I mean, that just, you know, confirms, you know, what this book says, that where some Christians can't go, the Lord can.
Well, of course, this really is, as you know, it's a supernatural battle, and God is involved. Yeah. We don't usually think about it. We think what's going on from a political and ideological and cultural point of view. But we're really involved in a spiritual battle that's being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. Thank you so very much for
Absolutely.
Calling, Barbara.
God bless you, Cheryl. Thanks.
Thank you, Barbara.
And let's go to Bill,
who's calling from Tri-Cities.
Hi, Bill. Do you have a question or comment? Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Bill. How are we doing there in Tri-Cities?
Oh, fine. I was wondering about the way that the United States trains the Russian military, and then Russia has alliances with Iran, and you know, this whole thing where if the United States got involved with an issue with Iran, and the purported reason was the Israel involvement, which seems to be what they use to get the U.S. to go to war, that this would be a part of allowing the U.S. to get hit by a nuclear weapon from Russia in order to make it appear that the United States is being punished for being the world empire, and this would be a part of a scheme in order to take down the West and basically eliminate millions of Americans.
Bill, what is your point? I mean, basically, this is all speculation, possible, anything is possible. Did you have a question for our guest?
Well, I'm wondering what you and her think about that. That's what Joel
well,
Calvin
I can confirm
is
that,
speculating
Bill.
About.
Okay, so. Bill, let's get Cheryl's response. Cheryl, go ahead.
Yeah, actually, there is a report that if America gets involved with Israel and attacks Iran, that Russia will retaliate and attack America. That has been out. I got that report maybe 3 weeks ago. So, yeah, America, as they get involved with this, they've got to look at the retaliation. There's a lot of Muslims living in America, too, and some of them do not like Americans, so they could retaliate. But Russia said stay out of it to America.
And
so, yes, they're in danger.
Bill, we're living in terrible times. None of this makes any logical sense. It will only make sense if you understand that there is a God in heaven that directs the course of events. And basically, down throughout all history, he has turned against the countries that have turned against him and brought terrible vengeance upon them. And could you imagine a more fitting form of vengeance than a nuclear attack, retaliation on America? I pray for our country, because we need a revival, and without a revival, I believe America is doomed. Anything else, Bill?
Yeah, that makes sense, I guess. It's just that it's the fact that the U.S. trains Russia, but then they would so-called be their enemy involving this thing with Israel and Iran.
Okay.
So they train Russia. Yeah,
Bill, if you're looking for logic in the world, there is no logic. It's what's going on is part of a supernatural plan, and supernatural events are taking place. We try to understand this logically, but many times there is no logic. God bless, and thanks so much for calling. And again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. Well, Cheryl, what are some of the other things you'd like to bring up with our listeners tonight?
Well, I think it's a very interesting point that many Jews are still immigrating to Israel. And right now, there's 1,800 Ethiopians left in Ethiopia that are Jewish. And the first plane came last week, I believe it was, 237 immigrants. And there's 22,470 Israelis returning home. And these are people with between 30 and 40 years old that went and got a skill or started a business. They're coming back to Israel now, and they want to prosper Israel with their knowledge and what they learned. So we see many people immigrating to Israel as they know there may be a war. There is a war on the horizon. So it's interesting to watch it play out like this. Just as the Bible said, he's bringing them back.
And I think basically if you look at it logically, it's totally illogical. If you look at it from the point of view that we're involved in a spiritual battle and God is bringing these people back to Israel, it all makes sense. Let's go to Herman, who's calling us from Carmel. Hi, Herman. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, good evening. I'm always excited to hear Cheryl's reports from Israel. In this week's elections, there was a news article that stated that of almost 1 million Orthodox Jews in the United States, they tried to get the rabbis to support Romney for president because he was staunchly pro-Israel, and yet almost none of them would sign on. And you mentioned at the beginning of the program only 50% voted for Romney. So, you know, you ask yourself, well, what are these people, the Jews in America, thinking? Are they really pro-Israel, the state of Israel, and the Jewish people there or not?
Yeah, well, I can tell you that there's Jews out there, lots of Jews that are not pro-Israel. Even some Orthodox believe that they have to wait for the Messiah to come to have a land. They don't believe in the land of Israel because it's a secular government. And they want a religious government. That's what they think is going to be put up. But yes, I went to a conference in England, and there were the panel was Jews for Palestinian Rights. And they slammed the Jews, and they said these Palestinians need to be helped. And when it came to questions and answers, I said, have you ever been to Israel? Asking these Jews on the panel. They said, no. I said, you need to go to Israel first to find out what's going on. So many of the Jews that live in America have no idea. They're very liberal. They wanted they're democratic. They want to... they wanted to vote for Obama because of those issues, you know, different issues that he had, but they don't see the big picture of what's going on with Israel. So Israelis are very disappointed in the Jewish people that did vote for Obama.
And basically we have a good friend who's Jewish, and he's, of course, very, very conservative, but he says all of his relatives, or so many of his relatives, are very liberal, and they really believe in all of these wonderful government programs, and it's because they are really so compassionate. They want government to help people. They want a better life for everyone, and that's why, of course, they would rally behind Obama, you know, because he is certainly, obviously, a hardline socialist, and without ever realizing where this is all going to end, or realizing, of course, socialism doesn't work and always ends up in tyranny because eventually you run out of other people's money to spend, why these idealistic Jewish people would vote for Obama. And it's fascinating as we see it unfolding. Anything else, Herman, before we let you go?
Well, Cheryl, I was privileged to go to Israel twice, and it was a wonderful experience. And can you speak to that of anyone listening that may have an interest to go? What is your suggestion at this time?
Well, let's get your thoughts, and I don't know whether it's safe to be going to Israel at this time. What do you think, Cheryl? Herman's asking about people coming out to Israel as guests and as tourists.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Actually, I feel safe here. I've been here a long time, and during some of the conflicts, no, they really, really take care of the tourists here. And both the Palestinians and the Jewish people, they want the tourists to come because that's their means to get food, and they need the money of the tourists. And the Ministry of Tourism is asking the Christians from around the world to come. There has been an increase in tourism. We can hardly get through Jerusalem during the day because of all the tourist buses, which is great for Israel. But they're also talking about decreasing the cost of the airlines for people coming to Israel and decreasing the cost of the hotels, which is very good news for a lot of people that want to come and haven't been able to afford to. They're trying to make it affordable. Yes, I feel safe. And everyone knows. The guide knows. The bus driver knows where not to take the people day by day. And they will keep you safe as possible. No tourists have really been hurt much. No. There has not been attacks on tourists.
Before we ever started doing We Talk Radio, we actually made six trips over there, my wife and I, six trips to Israel, and we enjoyed every single one of them. It's a wonderful, wonderful experience, Herman. I hope you can get back there again.
Well, I pray to. Thank you, Cheryl, for being there.
Okay, thank you,
God bless your work.
God bless. Thank you so very much, Herman. And basically, we're living in exciting times, ladies and gentlemen. And Israel is certainly God's special chosen land. It's there for a purpose. It was prophesied thousands of years ago that the Jews would return to the Holy Land. The Jews are returning to the Holy Land. It was prophesied thousands of years ago that there would come a time where you would neither buy nor sell unless you wore the mark of the beast or were known by the number of his name. They're talking about a cashless society. Could you imagine 100 years ago thinking we would have the cashless society we have today? We're watching things unfolding, ladies and gentlemen, that in my estimation are truly prophetic. All the countries mentioned in Ezekiel 38 and 39 are uniting behind the Muslim Brotherhood in the coming attack on Israel, just as is prophesied in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Well, Cheryl, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up tonight's program. So what are the thoughts you'd like to leave for our listeners out across America?
Well, first of all, I would ask people not to be afraid to come to Israel. That is a big point there. I think when you come here, the Bible opens up, comes to life. If you're a Christian, you should come here. And I just had my pastor come, and it was such a blessing to take him around, show him what I do, show him Israel, and he was excited. He was excited to see and to learn. So I would ask that people don't be afraid. You know, come to Israel. You're safe enough over here. I'm safe. And that Israel does need prayer. Yeah, they need wisdom from the Lord. And you know what? Netanyahu is having a Bible study in his home now. A weekly Bible study. So they're trying to get the eyes of the people to look up for their help, not just at the military and other things. So if people are praying, it could be that their eyes are going to be opened. So Jews and Christians are getting along over here, the evangelical Christians. They know that we are their friends. So it's really a blessing. So come and bless Israel. That'd be great.
Well, you know, I think it's this strange thing, but I think that most people do not understand the spiritual implications of the events that are taking place in Israel at the present time. And I don't think you can understand the unfolding of political events, historical events, without understanding the part that the Bible plays. And this is already prophetic. I believe that. And certainly I believe that Christians should understand what's going on over there. I don't think that the average Israel really does. Do most Israelis certainly think at all about prophecy or the part that God is playing in the unfolding events?
You know what? Some of them don't know anything about it, and a lot of them do. So I'm able to talk to Jews about prophecy and the fulfillment of it, and we're watching it with our eyes. But the Russians that are coming and making immigration to Israel, when we show them the Bible and show them the prophecy, because they don't read the Bible, a lot of them, they start crying because they see that they're a fulfillment of prophecy. The Lord said, I will bring them from the north, and they are coming from the north, from Russia, from the south, east, and west. Yes, it's very exciting to live here and to see prophecy being fulfilled in front of us.
And, Chris, basically, as we see what's going on in America, we see what's going on in the world, we see what's going on in the Near East, the Middle East, and we see what's going on in Israel, we cannot really interpret any of these things at all without understanding of the prophecies from thousands of years ago that I believe are being fulfilled today. And certainly it's necessary, because I'm just a retired orthopedic surgeon. I'm not a theologian. But I talk to people who study the scriptures all of their lives, and so many of them agree that we are truly living in prophetic times. Our guest this evening has been Cheryl Hancock. Cheryl, hang on for just one moment more. We want to get your address out once again. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest has been Cheryl Hancock. Cheryl, one more time, get your website out, how people can get in touch with you, and how they can help you in your work.
Yes, you can contact me if you email, and it's with at reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. It's reportingfromisrael@gmail.com.
reportingfromisrael@gmail.com, and that'll get directly to Cheryl, and if you can help her, why, she's certainly, we want to keep her over there, we want to keep her because she's touching people's lives, and besides that, hopefully on a monthly basis, we'll have her here keeping us abreast of what's unfolding. Good night, Cheryl. God bless, and thanks
Thank you very much
for being with us tonight.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Of course, I should say, well, thank you for being with us this morning because it's tomorrow morning over in Israel and it's Friday morning. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you are in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and you can certainly join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or you can certainly contribute to us. You can get the items that we have, or maybe you'd like to advertise on one of our radio programs. Whatever you'd like to do to help, or if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you by calling 1-800-544-8927, but we know a lot of people are not able to help. And so if you're not able to help, we simply ask that you pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, and for the people who work with us, because we have a team of people here in Soquel in California, where I live, but some of our team are all across the country. They're all working to make this radio network a reality. And as you know, we have a significant number of stations, probably 16 different outlets hear us in the afternoon, 16 different outlets hear us in the evening, and all across America, people are learning about what's really going on. And of course, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, 1-800-544-8927. Let me simply point out that if you want to see how it all fits together, you should get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you'd like to hear a recent talk we gave, it's called Agenda 21. The Covert Plan. Agenda 21, The Covert Plan, and there's a syllabus that goes with that. You don't have to get the syllabus, but if you do, you get it at a reduced price. But basically, it will give you an overview of what's going on, not only from a historical and from a political point of view, but also from a spiritual point of view, because nothing going on today makes any sense unless you understand this is a spiritual battle. In fact, I was so pleased this afternoon. I don't know if you heard my interview with Brian Garrish, who's from England, and certainly one of the leaders of the movement over there to educate the people. I'd only talked to Brian one time before, but we'd never really had a chance to get into the spiritual aspect of what's taking place. And I was just almost flabbergasted when Brian Garrish came forward and just said, this is a satanic conspiracy that we're up against. This whole effort to unite the world is satanic. Well, of course, that is our message. This really is a worldwide satanic movement. There are people actually who worship Lucifer, and some of them are working with the secret societies across America. If you look at the logo of the Trilateral Commission, you look very carefully, why, of course, you go ahead, and you'll notice that there's almost like three sixes there. But, of course, if you look, it's not hard at all to see the fact that the three sixes are three curved arrows, but the three sixes are joined together by an upside-down broken cross. The Trilateral Commission is the primary organization working within the shadows today. There are only 87 members, and yet, of course, between the year 1977 and the year 2008, every president of the United States, every president and or vice president of the United States was a member of the Trilateral Commission. There's never been any more than 87 members. Do you think that happened by accident, or that Barack Obama picked certainly 11 of those members to be on his initial cabinet? Barack Obama is simply a front for the power elite, as was Mitt Romney. Please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
To the Power Hour Radio Show. It is time to investigate the stories you hear on television. It's time to figure out what is real, what is not. Ladies and gentlemen, I know you are feeling the hangover of the election. The hangover of can't believe we're in this mess. Well, it is only going to spark those of us who want to change it even more. We're more motivated. We are standing stronger because we see the fraud. Now, that's the one thing yesterday that I think we were hit square in the face with, which is, how are these people so stupid? Okay, we can look at that two ways. Are they so stupid, or have we become so much more knowledgeable about the system? I think the latter's true.